The UN Special Representative for Somalia, James Swan, told a UN Security Council meeting this week that a summit bringing together leaders of the country's political factions was ongoing in the capital, Mogadishu. He hopes a consensus on electoral plans will be announced soon.
We are encouraged that so far a positive atmosphere prevails and all sides report progress being made in the discussion. And if I may add, the news this afternoon is also highly positive, and it appears the Somali principals are very close to an agreement, but it will be for them to announce that, and we hope it will be delivered in the coming hours.
The talks center on resolving issues related to implementation of the 17th September agreement and the upcoming elections. Abdirizak Mohamed is Somalia's foreign affairs minister.
We have now reached an agreement that will lead Somalia to free, fair elections. Going forward, Somalia needs to have a predictable political transition based on elections that are inclusive, credible, free, and fair. This is a challenge, an opportunity which the Somali people, government, and their partners must capitalize on to ensure sustainable development in the country.
The minister added that a comprehensive statement was expected later today. Swan, who is also the head of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Somalia, recounted how the deadlock has played out recently.
Talks between federal government and federal member state leaders regrettably broke down in early April. The House of the People of the Somali Parliament then adopted a special law extending the mandates of current office holders for up to 2 more years. Opposition to these moves led to the mobilization of militias. Violent clashes ensued, risking broader conflict.
He praised Somali leaders, saying it was a welcome relief after months of escalating tension. The same spirit of compromise, he said, would be crucial going forward.
I once again urge Somali leaders to find solutions in good faith and to demonstrate the leadership the country requires of them at this historic moment. The signatories of the 17 September agreement must now commit to a clear way forward with the holding of elections. Without this, progress on key national priorities will continue to be hampered, or worse, reversed in critical areas, including in the security, economic, and development sectors.
President Abdullahi Mohamed Farmajo's 4-year term in office expired in February, but wrangling over elections has delayed the necessary vote to choose new lawmakers who would elect a new president. Recently, Somalia rejected former Ghanaian President John Mahama as the African Union's special envoy to mediate its political differences with neighboring Kenya, arguing that the former leader had links with Kenya. Swan took a swipe at the Somali government's reaction.
We are coordinating closely with the African Union, the European Union, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, and other partners in our diplomatic engagements. In regard to these concerted diplomatic efforts, we deeply regret the Somali government's rejection of the African Union High Representative for Somalia.
For decades, Somalia has experienced civil conflict. The militant group Al-Shabaab, which has links to Al-Qaeda, has been waging a violent insurgency to unseat the internationally backed government in Mogadishu. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.